Hello, my name is Velma Parsons. I recently shared this story with my church in Lucasville, and now I'm going to share it again. Good morning, church, Reverend Williams and Sister Linda, and our church congregation. Reverend, I was to one of our association meetings, and Hamas Plains was having a meeting about the cenotaph they were going to build for the veterans that served in the war. Sister Iris, the president of our association meeting, asked for volunteers to go to the cenotaph meeting, and I volunteered along with Mel Lucas. The meeting was in Hamas Plains. At the meeting, they were talking about building the cenotaph and the names they were going to put on it. They were continuing saying Greater Hamas Plains and Pockwalk. Pockwalk and Greater Hamas Plains. So I was curious about the name Greater Hamas Plains. So I got up and asked them, why do they call Hamas Plains Greater Hamas Plains? They answered my question by telling me, years ago, from Bedford straight to Tantallon was always called Greater Hamas Plains. And at the same time, they were talking about the name to put on the cenotaph. So I got up again and I mentioned, why not put the name Greater Hamas Plains, Lucasville, and Pockwalk? Each and everyone agreed. During the rest of the meeting, they were referring to the name Hamas Plains and Lucasville. And I, Velma Parsons, feel I made history for our community of Lucasville and also of our church. And I would like my name to go down in our Lucasville church history. My mind, my heart, my body, and soul feel so good that I spoke when I did. And when I went to the ceremony at the cenotaph at a later date and saw so many names recorded of our loved ones, it was amazing. Mel Lucas and I are so proud that they agreed to our Lucasville community name, and they did put it on the cenotaph. Mel Lucas, Iris Drummond, and myself are so proud that they agreed to our Lucasville community name, and they did put it on the cenotaph. That's my story, and I'm sticking to it, written by Velma Parsons.